This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military confirmed Thursday its forces have stormed the main hospital in southern Gaza hours after Israeli fire killed a patient and wounded six others in the complex. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The Israeli army said it was a limited operation, seeking the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. The raid comes a day after Israel's army sought to evacuate thousands of displaced Palestinians who were seeking shelter at the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. The military said it had credible intelligence that Hamas had held hostages at the hospital and that the remains of hostages might still be inside. Nasser Hospital has been the latest focal point of Israel's ground offensive. Israeli troops, tanks and snipers have surrounded Nasser Hospital for at least a week. Surrounded by heavy fire, several people inside the compound have been killed, according to health officials. I'm Karen Shamas.
Officials said Russia launched new missile attacks on Ukraine Thursday, injuring at least 11 people in different parts of the country. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Officials in Lviv, near Ukraine's border with Poland, said three people were slightly injured there, while two schools and a kindergarten were damaged. Yurko Nazorik is the co-founder of a private school in Lviv. Fortunately, there were no children here. Even if the attack happened during the school day, the children would have been in a bomb shelter. There were no children in the school at the time of the attack, so there are no casualties. It was the second series of Russian missile attacks so far this month. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram,